Now, a very special event is coming up for Ballinasloe Town AFC on Saturday, the April the 13th, in the Shearwater Hotel, Hollywood Movie Night, the biggest fundraiser the club has done in its 53-year history. And delighted to be joined by the Ballinasloe chairperson, Bjorn Manning. Bjorn, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway FM.
Thanks for having us, Darren. Thanks a million.
Absolute pleasure here too. We'll talk about where we're at tonight in a moment, but of course that big event on April the 13th, you've had a lot of very, very busy people over the last few months making some cracking movies I can't wait to see, and it all happens in the Shearwater in April.
Yeah, it all happens in the Shearwater on the 13th of April, Darren. We'll be kicking off at 8:30 on the night. We've 6 fantastic films and we've had an absolute ball doing the films. It's something that I've personally never been involved in anything like this before. It's taken me and a lot of people out of our comfort zones, throwing us into doing something completely alien to us. But I'll tell you, Darren, the support we've had from the town of Ballinasloe, from everybody in the film, from playing large roles to small roles, has been phenomenal. People have really, really got behind it and really pushed it on. So it's been amazing so far.
Of course, we are looking at Oscar season at the moment with the awards in Los Angeles there recently. Just give us a feel, Bjorn, for some of the films that you have taken on to record your own versions of on that night.
Okay, so we've taken on a classic, an Irish classic in Father Ted. Not exactly a movie, but look, we've taken it on anyways. Another, probably one of the most iconic Irish films of the 90s, which is The Snapper. And we've also done Bridesmaids and Sister Act, and a more recent film, and one which I was intrigued to see how they would be able to adapt it, and that's The Banshee of Inisherin. Not everybody's cup of tea, but look, it's going to be very interesting to see how they've been able to adapt it from the large screen to the smaller screen.
Yeah, I mean, interesting. It's a big project to take on, that film in particular too, and as you said, it's something we look forward to seeing on the night there too. You mentioned Bridesmaids. We're here in Joe's Bar this particular night because there's a fundraiser for the bridesmaid section of the group. We'll talk about the overall club in a moment, but that's what, not just there, the 6 or 7 different groups there doing their own films, but they're also all getting behind to rally, I suppose, try and beat each other in competition as well to see who can raise the most money.
Yeah, that's been one very interesting fact about it, is that the way everyone has really got behind each movie, and once people start putting little bits and bobs into groups of kind of what they're doing, what they feel has worked for them, it's given other people a couple of ideas, and look, that all kind of feeds into a little bit of healthy competition. Nothing that gets out of hand, but like everyone, we're all neighbours, we're all friends, the vast majority of us all grew up together, so everyone kind of wants to do a little bit better than everyone else, but look, with the common goal at the end of it of raising as much money as we can.
And that's where we're going to come to now, the most important thing, because fundraisers are important for any club, but Ballinasloe Town have taken on a particular project this year, relaying the surface in the AstroTurf, I believe, is it?
Yeah, so where the pitch is now, the main pitch, as we call it, the idea is to turn that into a full-size FAI-approved 4G AstroTurf pitch. The Curragh Grounds has been our home since 1951. It'll continue to be our home, and that's the idea behind it, Darren, is that the amount of traffic and the amount of teams that are playing on the pitches at the moment is crazy. It's a great complaint to have. I mean, it means the club is absolutely thriving. So we have teams, Darren, from under 8s right up to senior men and senior women. But as I said, the amount of teams looking for pitches takes a lot of hard work. It's a full-time job for the groundsman and his team down there. Every day, trying to get pitches right for training, trying to get pitches right for matches. So, look, when we do get the full-size Astro, it will secure football in Ballinasloe For years to come. So that is the idea, and that is the plan. It's to secure our position in the Curragh grounds in Ballinasloe for generations to come.
And it's great to hear that with the numbers as well. Obviously, being a Ballinasloe man myself, and I grew up in Hindley Park, so I know what the area used to be like many, many years ago, and you're on the other side as well, so we had our own little street rivalry too back in the day. But the numbers, like, I know the under-12s, they have the Hillwood Town from Liverpool coming over again very, very soon. That's a great tradition that's been built up there as well. And like Galway BFM listeners might not realise it as much because Ballinasloe play in Roscommon and in Athlone, but the numbers are massive there as well, and you have teams all over the Midlands.
Yes, yeah, so our senior teams play in Roscommon and all our junior teams then play in Galway. So from our under-10s up to under-18s, all play in Galway. So, as you said, we have Halewood coming in April. I mean, the amount of kids that we get from academy on a Wednesday night, so academy runs on a Wednesday night from 6 to 7, from under-6s up to under-8s. And then we have our under-9s, under-10s, and so on and so forth. It's really heartwarming, Darren, to see the amount of kids that come in, day out, and also the coaches who give up so much time to come in and coach the kids. And as I said, unfortunately, it brings its own problems with it, because the amount of traffic that are on the pitches at the minute. We have been able to move some teams onto our 5-a-side AstroTurf pitches at the minute, but still there's huge amount of traffic on the two main pitches. So once we get the full size AstroTurf in situ, it'll mean that we'll never have to call off games again. We won't have to move training around, and we'll also be able to facilitate any other teams who may want to come and rent out the pitch when it's available.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, Bjorn. Now, just we mentioned about the fundraisers that are going on. Obviously, on your social media and other outlets, people can find out about events coming up, like the table quiz that we're at here on this particular night, if they want to support. And is there any other ways people can support this fundraising or any other initiatives coming down the line?
Yeah, so we have, as you said, we've had a lot of fundraisers at the minute, and we will be having other fundraisers coming down the line. We constantly keep our Facebook page updated, so I'd ask people to keep an eye on the Facebook page, and also we have an iDonate page at the moment where we will be sharing that link. So just keep an eye on the link as well for anyone who is not in Ballinasloe at the minute or is in a different county or in a different country. It's a very simple way to support us.
Well, we'll include the links for the iDonate and the Facebook on the web article that goes with this interview as well. Let's talk about the night before we finish up. It's Oscars night. You and me get to walk the red carpet. There's many of the people here, including, I just want to mention Demelza Dooley there as well, who was responsible for having me here tonight too as well. Can people go to the Oscars? Can they get tickets? Are they available, or what way does that work?
Yeah, so look, everyone is welcome to come along on the night. Tickets are available from any committee member, and they're priced at €30 each, which is a reasonable price. It promises to be an absolutely fantastic night, Darren. As I said, the event itself kicks off at 8:30, but people are welcome to come into the Shearwater from 7:00 onwards to mingle and have a drink, and meet some of the familiar cast. Some people they may know and some people they may not know, but look, as I said, it promises to be a fantastic night and we're all very much looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. You and me will be in our finery next time we talk, Bjorn, as well. April 13th, the Shearwater Hotel, the Hollywood movie night from Ballinasloe Town AFC. Bjorn, best of luck with all the efforts that go in over the next month and beyond. Look forward to seeing success for Ballinasloe on the field and of course with your fundraising efforts off it.
Darren, thanks a million, and thanks for your support over the years, and it's always great to talk to you. We don't get to talk that much, but when we do, it's always a pleasure, so thanks a million.